So today's Amud is Masechta Yuma. That Beis Amnav, we're starting the beginning of Masechta. Start the Mishnah. Shivas Yom Kaidi Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mefrishin Kaigadol Mibesai. We separate the Kaigadol from his house, the Lishkas Parhedrin. So we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is Mavur, and Shtei two Chadushim in the Mishnah. One is Mefrishin Kaigadol Mibesai, it means from his wife, that he can't be with his wife. And the Gemara explains why. And also, that he has to be in a specific place. He has to be in Lishkas Parhedrin. Rashi says, Kach Shema, Gemara Farash Lamidikus Kain, that's later in the Gemara. Why it's called Parhedrin, what a Parhedrin. But it's a certain Lishka, it's a room, an office, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash complex. And he has to stay there. He has to stay there. And we'll see in the Gemara, right away in the Gemara, that the Pshat is that you learn out from the Miluim. We'll see that you learn out. There it says, "Upesach amay teishu yom v'layla shivas yamin," and then it says, "Kashet tziva yom azeh tziva Hashem l'asa l'chaper aleicha." So there's other dinim, a priest shivas yamin. You have to be there. So shaila. So this v'asem is close to shaila. Is it like sukkah? It says teishu. Is the same thing as sukkah teishu? Is it like sukkah that you don't have to be there the whole time? You have to eat there. Shaila about sleeping there, because it's in the Azara. Taisus and Sukkah says they couldn't sleep there because they can't sleep in the Azara. But Taisus here in Yuma's Mashman, they did sleep there. It wasn't exactly in the Azara. But I'll go upon him. But that's a Shaila exactly. How much they have to be there? They have to be there full time. The Stama, could be they didn't sleep there, or could be the Beis HaKisei didn't have to, you know. But I'll go upon him. They have to be there. We'll see. It's then a Prisha Shivas Yamin. So that's the din. So Shivas Yom kind of Purim is two dinim, Mefrishin Kaigadol Mibesai and Lishkas Parhedrin. So Rashi says that all the Avodas Yom Kippurim have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. You learn that from a pasuk. In Harius, he says, it says, Yom Kippurim v'chibra Kohen Hashem Shechaisai, that it has to be Dafka the Kohen Hashem Shechaisai, says to all the Avodas. Normally, Kohanim do Avodas, Kohen Gadol have to do Avodas, but on Yom Kippur, has to do every single Avodah. He has to do the Tamid, and the Keteris and the Neiris, and all the Avedis, and of course the special Avedis from Yom Kippurim, which he puts on the big deal of and goes Lefnei Lefnim, that's of course only the Kohen Gadol. Umaskin lekayin achatachtav, Shem Yira Beipso. You also set aside another Kayin, and Rashi says, Maskinim means Mezminim, right? You set aside another Kayin to be a Kohen Gadol instead of him. That if there's a psul, like Keri or Shar Tuma, he will be able to have another Kayin. So that Kayin doesn't need to preach a Shivas Yom, like we'll see in the Gemara. He's just the Kayin, he's just set aside to be the Kayin. You also get another wife. Why? So there's halacha that the Kayin Gadol has to be married, because he has to be Mechaber, Ba'adah of Ad Beisai, and Beisai means his wife. So he has to be married, he has to do a kapara for his wife. The shayla, if that's ma'akev, I see the Tais Yishanim, he has a shayla, he says, it's not ma'akev, that's why for the sheni, we're not misakin a wife. For the sheni, because not ma'akev. But then he says, maybe it is ma'akev, but you know, chayshish, that the sheni's, that both Rishon will get a psul, and the sheni's wife will die. That's too much. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more. That you can't be misakin another wife because maybe she'll also die. And the Gemara says, because you're not chayish for shemiso, you're not chayish for two misas. Akapanim, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more. But that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That you have another kayin and another kayin gadol to be in case he substitute kayin gadol. And if Yudah says you have another wife, in case his wife dies, and the wife says he can't do that because Ein Ladav is safe, maybe she'll also die. So we don't do that. So now the Gemara goes into the Shabbat Paraduma. The Gemara gets into Paraduma because Paraduma also you find the same thing. 7 days before they burnt the Paraduma, they're mafresh the Kayin that's going to burn the Parah from his house. Not Lishkas Parhedrin, another Lishka. A Lishka that's al Pnei Habira, that's we're going to see in the Gemara, what's the Bira? what's exactly the bir, but it's a pnei bir, it's opposite the bir. And it's Svayna Mizracha. It's on the northeast. Northeast. The Lishkas Beis Evan Isenikris. And that Lishka was called the Lishkas Beis Evan. Lishkas of the House of Stone. When they would make the paraduma, they would use kelim that cannot be makabel tuma. I say you could use any kelim as long as they're tar. You could be tayvel them in the mikveh to make sure they're tar. But they made a special maila that they only use kelim that cannot be makabel tuma. Kli avanim, stone kelim can't be makabel tuma. Kli golem ashes svi bakar. Dung, and Kli Adama is different than Kli Chayrus. Kli Chayrus was Sirif B'Kivshon. It's clay, it's burnt, it's heated in the oven. And Kli Adama is like a soft stone, and you make Kalim out of it. So those are not Mekabel Tumah. Taisa says that it's only those 7 days of the Shefes Apara that you use these Kalim. But Namal, by Apara, Duma use other Kalim, because the Gemara says if you Mekadesh with Kli Glolim, Kli Avanim, Kli Adama, it works. Rai says that's a chiddush. Rai says normally they weren't makadosh with them. And the reason why it's a chiddush, because even though they're not kelim agave tumah, but they are kelim, so mayim chayim el keli could include kli glalim, kli avanim, kli adama. But those 7 days, they were more machmir. So therefore they only used kli glalim. May tama. Why were they more machmir? Why would they only have these kelim? Because kevin the tfuyim kashu b'paya. Is a din, a tful yayim is kashir par. So someone's tamei is tevil, is a tful yayim. So the din is a tful yayim is kashir par. A tful yayim is even asati chuma. He's mutter b'chulim b'meiser, he's not tamei. But for chuma he's tamei, and kashkei for kashim is tamei. Par aduma, he's not considered tamei. So a tful yayim is kashir par. The tanan, metame mayu a kayin a seif is a par, that actually be metame the kayin, which brings a par. And they were mad for him. Why? They wanted him to be a tefillah. Why? La'itzi milim shel tzedukim, in order to take out from the thoughts of the tzedukim, shayim ravi shemesh ha'isenasis. So that was important for them. The tzedukim said, they were machmir. They said, he has to be completely tar. He has to wait for harif shemesh. He's not tar till then. The chazal have a drasha that as long as he's tar for something, he's a tefillah, he was tevil that day. That's it then. If you're tevil from tumah, the person's tameh, he's tevil, becomes tar, but he's only tar for meiser. He needs harif shemesh for truma and kachim. For kachim, you need also mechusay kippurim, but that's only certain tumas. So the tzukim held, he has to be completely tar. So they want to be haitzi mumshel tzedukim, so they actually metameh him, and then they would be tevil him, and now he's a tful yayim. So because they did that, so the kinnular abanan kli glalim kli avanim kli adamah the kabel tuma kechel azalzuba. That's why they make kli glalim kli avanim kli adamah. That's not mekabel tuma. So people shouldn't be mezalzul. They might say that if a tful yom is kasher b'par, you don't have to be so careful. So they made a lot of milas to show you have to be very very careful because tuma is no good. People might look at it and say, if tful yom is good, so tuma is not so important. No, tuma is very important. So tful yom is good. Taisa says a chiddush. Taisa says that it says that they were metame, they weren't metame in betuma deraisa. So they wouldn't have been mezalza kulahai. It's adarabba. Where it says big de echle kaidish medrus latuma lachatas, that they were more machmir. That even someone who a tuma for kaidish, even if someone who's tari for kaidish, he's still tari tummy for lachatas. They made an extra maila. But what was it? What they did was that in order to be considered tar for Par Aduma, you need a special shmir for Par Aduma. Anyone who doesn't have a special shmir for Par Aduma is considered tamei for Par Aduma. So the Kahanim, they had a shmir for Kedesh, not for Par Aduma. So they have a din that they're considered tamei for Par Aduma, and they touched the Kohen Gadol. And the Mela, he was considered tamei for Par Aduma. So that's only a Tumah Derabanan. There's a Taisus that asked the Kasha if the whole point was Laitzim, you leave Mishal Tzedukim, and the Tzedukim don't agree that this is a Tumah B'chal, it's a Tumah Derabanan. So how are you being Laitzim, you leave Mishal Tzedukim? How are you being Laitzim, you leave Mishal Tzedukim? The Tzedukim are considering you Tar Gomer. He says, no. The Tzedukim hold their Hasim Ravish Amish. They also know that we consider this Tumah, and we do it for this Tumah only of a Tvul Yayim. So Mamela, that's called Laitzim, you leave. And that's what Taisus says. He has a raya from it this after. But from the Mishnah there. But the Rambam holds out that way. The Rambam holds out that way. Rashi also is mashma out that way. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? That no, Rashi here doesn't say anything. Rashi other places is mashma out that way. That that you don't need a that's mamish atumah deraisa. The Rambam says imatam of the v'sheretz. Ba'alko panim. That's why they did a lot of milus for paraduma, because since they did use the tefillah, they're afraid that people in mazalzel. So they did valdig a milus. They did other milus also. You do it. They had the children had to be never tame in their lives. They had to be in on a rack because the kever at time. They were the ones that filled up the water. But Akobanim, that's what it says. So again, what did the Mishnah say? Shivis yam kaidim shayfis aparim, afrishin kaina sayfis aparim bibesa, lishkal shabne abirat, safayna mizracha. And it's called lishkas besa evan because all the maisei paraduma was done with clear glolim, clear vanim, clear damat, Akobanim those 7 days. And the reason is because since the paraduma was done with the tefillahim, and they specifically made it to be done with the tefillahim, lahitzi b'lumi shal tzedukim that say you need a heret murav eshemesh. So mela and urnatim mezalzel, they did it a lot of different chumers that they used only kelim that couldn't be mekabel tuma. So maishna tzvayna mizracha. Why did they make it on the? Why did they use the lishka? Why was it specifically a lishka that was on the northeast? So the Gemara says, "Kaven the chatasi." The Torah calls it a chatas. The guy become a dinim, a paraduma is a din of a chatas. So it's called a chatas. Lomeini the chatasi. Has a lot of dinim that the Gemara says chatas kai rechmana, and the paraduma is a din of a chatas. So since it's called a chatas, the chatas tuna safain, and a chatas needs safain. Chatas needs to be in the north. Ksev al nachmei ayel mayin. That's first of all. Chadis tunet tzafin. So Rashi says a paraduma doesn't need tzafin. Tzafin is when you're doing it, when you're shechting in the Azara. So the chadis has to be in the north side of the Azara. It has to be north of the Mizbeach. North side of the Azara. It can't be on the south side of the Azara. That's it. In Kachim, Kachim, Tzafin, Shkitasim, Tzafin, Kibbutam, Kesharis, Tzafin. They need tzafin. It has to be on the north side of the Azara. Now this actually wasn't the Azara at all, so it doesn't have to be on the north side. But the point is, it's to remind you that it's a chatas. Uksiv, but also Nechah Pnei El Maid, it says Nechah Pnei El Maid, meaning east of the El Maid. The El Maid was in the west. It's east of the El Maid. The entrance of the El Maid was on the east side of the El Maid. And the male, this was east of that. So Tkinu Arbana Lishka Svayna Mizrach, Kekel Evila Akeir, that they should have a hekka, they should realize that they're doing the Avedis Sapara, which is called the chatas, that's Safain, and it also needs Mizrach, it's done on the east. So Mele he'll know, since he's in this Lishka, which is Sveinu Mizracha, that reminds him that there's a special thing going on. It's a Chatas Karachmana, which needs Safin. It's a Paraduma, which needs Al Nechach Pnei Al Meir, which is in the Mizrach. So he'll know that he's dealing with a very chashuv thing. So, my Bira. Yes, so Tateis has the Kasha. Want to make the Kohen Gadol also go there? So he said, okay, the Lishkas Apara was called the Lishkas Beis Evan. They should have the Hekka that the Maseh was clear of them. They wanted to be in a separate place. Right? So he also says that the Kohen Gadol was going Lifnei Lifnim. That's why the Lishkas Behedrin was Bnuya B'Kadesh. The Para is an Avayda B'Chutz. So Lishka B'Ambir was actually out of the Azara, because the Kohen Gadol had to be in the Azara, because he does with Naim with Nim. And the Parah Aduma should be out of the Azara, that's Bechutz. My beer is al pnei beer. What does beer mean? Amr Abba Bar Bechana Amr Yechana Makamaya Bar Bayis Bira Shema. There's a place in Harabayis which is called Bira, and it was opposite that place. Northeast, it was opposite that place in Harabayis which was called Bira. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rish Lakish Amina called Mikdash Kula Kari Bira. It means opposite the base of Mikdash. The Mikdash is called the Bira. The Tanan El Bira Sherechinaisi. So Gemara says, Minah Nimili. How do we know this din, both by Yom Kippur, where we have this din, Shivas Yom Kaini Mekbur Mefishin Kain Gomi Base of Lishkas Mehajin, and also by Paraduma? By Paraduma also, we have a din, Shivas Yadin Kayim Sefer Zapara, Mephishin Kayim Gadol Sefer Zapara, Mephishin Kayim Gadol Sefer Zapara, Mephishin Kayim Gadol Sefer. How do we know this din of Prisha of 7 days? For Yom Kippurim and for the Paraduma. So Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Numa Mechulki, Amr Rabbi Mechasir, Ba'idi Rabbi Yechanan. Amr Kra, Kasha Asa B'yayim Ezeh, Siva Hashem, Lassus L'chaper Aleichem. Says, Kasha Asa B'yayim Ezeh, which is going on the Miluim. The Miluim was, for 7 days, the Kainim had to be over the Avod of the Miluim. 7 days before they put up the Mishkan, and the Kainim were chosen and appointed to be the kainim of the Beis HaMikdash. So 7 days before that, they came to the Ayil Ma'id, and they did the Aveda then. And it says, Pesach HaMa'id Teshu Yayim V'layla, the 8th day, V'hi B'yayim HaShmini. So then, they started the Aveda. So it says like this, Kasha Asa B'yayim HaZeh, like we did on this day, Tziva Hashem Lasses, Hashem commanded you to do L'chaper Aleichem, to be Mechaper. So extra pasuk. So Gemara dashes lasais ela meisa para. What does it mean lasais to do? What's to do? To do the meisa para. Lechaper ela meisa yom kippurim. What does it mean lechaper? Lechaper is telling you that to do the meisa yom kippurim, and both of them are din of kasha asa b'yom ezeh. Just like we did here for shivas yamim yamali esyadchem for 7 days, who mafresh the kain from the houses, and they had to pesach al mayit teishu yom v'layel. They had to be in a specific place, but al mayit. Yayim of Elayla for 7 days, that's what also has to be done, Lasais, meaning for Paraduma, and Lechaper, meaning for Yom Kippurim. So that teaches you the din of Prisha Shivas Yamim for Yom Kippurim and for Chatas. So the Gemara says, Bishlai Mekuli Kura B'Parah Le'mitukim, Lechaper, Ksev B'Parah La'Vaskaparahi. So we understand why we can't say the whole Pasuk is only for Paraduma. Because Paraduma is B'Chal Nara Kapara. Paraduma is not a carbon. Paraduma is for Tahara. Chatas karechmana, fine, but there's no din kapara by paraduma. No din kapara. So the chapa can't mean paraduma. Ela ema kula krab yem kippurim ksefa. Maybe the whole pasuk is telling yem kippur, the yem kippur. Lasis means yem kippur. Lasis lechaper. Maybe it's one thing. How do you know that lasis is par and lechaper is yem kippurim? Lasis lechaper, maybe it's yem kippur. So he says, Arme yalef tziva tziva. You learn it from Xer Shav. Ksef hacha tziva shem lasis. You learn that from Tziva, that the Tziva Hashem Lasais is the same Tziva Hashem Lasais. Here that's Paraduma, and since over here it says Prisha, so who within by Paraduma is the Dina Prisha, and that's how we learn it out.